This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says a deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports that was due to expire on Saturday has been renewed.
Bilindiği gibi Rusya ve Ukrayna'nın esir takaslarıyla...
He said the deal for the grain corridor was due to expire today. As a result of our talks with the two sides, we've secured an extension to this deal. Erdogan made the remarks in the western city of Kanakkale. Russia has previously called for renewing the deal for only 60 days, half of the term of the previous renewal period. Ukraine, however, is insisting on a 120-day renewal. It's not clear yet how long this particular renewal will last. Kosovo and Serbia have reached an agreement on implementing a European Union-backed deal to normalize ties. This, according to EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell, late on Saturday, though the two leaders said disagreements remain. Kosovo and Serbia have been in EU-backed talks for nearly 10 years, since Kosovo declared independence in 2008. That was almost a decade after war-ended Serbian rule, but Serbia still regards Kosovo as a breakaway province, and flare-ups between the Balkan neighbors have stoked fears of a return to conflict. The agreement Saturday came after 12 hours of talks between the prime minister and the president of those two countries. The head of Italy's opposition Democratic Party has blasted a bureaucratic crackdown on LGBTQ families as ideological, cruel, and discriminatory. Party leader Elie Schlein joined thousands of people at a demonstration in Milan to protest a move by the far-right Italian government to restrict the rights of LGBTQ parents. The Interior Ministry this week forced Milan to limit parental rights to the biological parent when same-sex couples register their children. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is indicating he will be arrested within days. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
Former President Donald Trump, in a message on his Truth social media platform on Saturday morning, said he will be arrested Tuesday and called on his supporters to protest. He did not give details. It is known that authorities in New York City have been looking at charges against Trump in a so-called hush money case in which a former adult film performer was paid to keep silent about an alleged affair with Trump before he was president. Media reports say law enforcement has been preparing for security in and around the Manhattan Criminal Court, where Trump would surrender if he is indicted. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ecuador's presidency says at least 12 people were killed and buildings were damaged in a powerful earthquake that shook Peru and Ecuador on Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude of the quake at 6.8, with a depth of 66 kilometers. Its epicenter was in the Ecuadorian municipality of Balao, near the border with Peru. Wyoming has become the latest U.S. state to ban pills for abortion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Wyoming's Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed a bill that prohibits medication abortions in the state. That ban takes effect in July, barring any legal challenge that might block it. He's also allowing a separate measure restricting abortion to become law without his signature, expecting a court fight. 13 states have already banned abortion pills, and 15 have limited access, like requiring an in-person doctor visit. The issue took center stage this week in a Texas courtroom. Since last summer's reversal of Roe v. Wade, 13 states now enforce bans against abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iran's official news agency reported Saturday that an Iranian court has handed out death sentences to two men over an attack on a Shiite shrine in Iran that killed 15 people in October. It was claimed by the militant group Islamic State. A judicial official said the two men had been found guilty of charges, including spreading corruption and acting against national security. The official IRNA news agency added that the sentences can be appealed. British Interior Minister Suella Braverman visited Rwanda on Saturday to expand a deal under which the East African country will accept migrants who arrive in Britain without permission if British courts confirm that the proposals are legal. Britain's government wants to send thousands of migrants more than 4,000 miles away to Rwanda as part of a £120 million or $146 million deal agreed with Rwanda last year. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.